This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China's President Xi Jinping will visit Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Xi Jinping will visit Russia from Monday to Wednesday amid sharpening east-west tensions over the conflict in Ukraine. Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate discussions. China has sought to project itself as neutral in the conflict, even while in 2022 Beijing declared it had a no-limits friendship with Russia and has refused to condemn Moscow's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning, there's word that Slovakia will give warplanes to Ukraine as it battles Russia. Poland announced yesterday it will as well. This is being called unprecedented. Hundreds of elite officers in Israel's military reserve say they will not show up for duty starting Sunday. They're protesting the government's plans to overhaul the judicial system. Here at home, Mother Nature is easing up on California, but not for long.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says the state is getting a break.
California's weather is much calmer than it has been. We do have some generally light rain potential coming up for part of the weekend, mostly on Sunday.
But Orovic says next week could bring some issues.
Looks like we may have a more significant storm affect California Tuesday into Wednesday, with potential for some additional heavy snows throughout the Sierra and some heavy rains at the lower elevation. So we could end up with some flooding issues as we go into the beginning to middle part of next week.
So Californians will get a chance to clean up before the next round of winter arrives. I'm Donna Warder.
11 of the biggest banks in this country are putting $30 billion into a rescue package for First Republic Bank. It's an effort to keep it from failing. This is AP News. Now to mortgage rates. The AP's Mike Hempen has this story.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average on the benchmark 30-year rate has fallen to 6.6%, down about an eighth of a point from last week. That's welcome news for home buyers as the housing market spring buying season gets underway. Rates on 30-year mortgages usually track the moves of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing loans. Treasury yields have tumbled since the collapse of two mid-sized U.S. banks, with the 10-year yield falling to under 3.5% Thursday. It was over 5% last week, its highest level since 2007. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Jen Psaki's new MSNBC TV show debuts this weekend. It's called Inside with Jen Psaki. She's a former White House press secretary. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.